Hello, I'm Grant Johnson. Welcome to my father's podcast. It's our desire today that you be blessed and encouraged by today's message. I'll be back later to let you know how you can receive additional information on our ministry at drcraigjohnson.net. God bless you.
Happy Mother's Day. I want to bless all of our mamas today. And, I was trying to get a conventional Mother's Day message, but the Lord didn't give me a conventional Mother's Day message. He said, Craig, I want you to teach on fresh oil today. I want you to speak a beauty treatment over my daughters. Sometimes you just have to go to the spa. You don't need to read the Bible. You just have to be spoiled a little bit. And I feel with all my heart that the Holy Spirit is wanting to lavish His care upon you. Those of you mothers that have your children and you've raised them, and those of you maybe that don't have your actual children, but you are a mother in Israel, the Lord has set you with an anointing to mother. We want to speak to every one of you today. I really felt the Lord wants to refresh your spirit. He wants to encourage you. Sometimes you don't need to do something spiritual. You need to just rest and have the Lord refresh and encourage you. Sometimes we always think spiritual activity has to be involved with us doing something, getting on the treadmill. No, you're not a human doing. You're a human being. And I want all God's daughters this morning just to sit back and just to allow the precious Holy Spirit, as I speak, anoint you with fresh oil. Our text is in Psalm 92:10, but you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. Thou hast anointed me, David said, with fresh oil. Did you know that we all need a fresh touch of God's precious Holy Spirit? Every day manna was given, and every day we need a fresh touch of His oil and His presence. We get dry so quick. Have you noticed that? You pluck a little branch off its source of life, it'll dry up immediately. You pluck a flower, it'll begin to dry immediately. But thanks be to God, we have the ability to come to our Father in the name of His Son and extend our hands and hearts in order to receive fresh oil. Did you know David was anointed three times? In 1 Samuel 16:13, the scripture says the prophet Samuel anointed David. He took a horn of oil and anointed David. And we mentioned a few weeks ago, Saul, who was a king after the flesh, was anointed with a flask. A man-made container held the oil that anointed Saul. And that was the story of his life. He began in the flesh, he ended in the flesh. But David was anointed with a horn, something God had made, something that came from life. And there is such a beauty in the fact that God said, don't anoint David with a man-made thing. Anoint him with a God-made thing. I just feel that the Lord is moving all of our lives from man-made things to God-made things. We're moving from a season where it won't suffice to have man-made blessings. I mean, thank God for every blessing that can come from God's creatures, but I want a special touch that comes uniquely from God Himself. And Samuel took that horn, that once living thing, and anointed David. And in 2 Samuel 2, verse 4, the men of Judah secondly came and anointed David as king. And third, in 2 Samuel 5:13, all of Israel anointed David. David was a man who was familiar with receiving a fresh touch of oil. Now, ladies, I want to talk a little bit about some spa treatment the Lord wants to give you. And I want to read just a verse from the book of Esther. You don't have to go there. I just wanted to, some of you know the story of Esther. Maybe you saw the movie One Night with the King. Well, Esther was a woman who was taken out of her land and was taken in as a hostage into the Persian Empire. And if you read the book of Esther, it's very interesting. The king at the time had a wife named Vashti, and he called for her to come to the palace, and she refused. And so he threw her out and said, I need a new wife. So bring all the young ladies in the kingdom, and I'm going to pick a new wife. And you know, God has His way in the whirlwind. Out of all those young women, God chose one of His young daughters named Esther. But before she went in unto the king, I want you to listen to this. These girls were going to go before the Lord of the world. Verse 12 of chapter 2 says, "Now when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months," listen to this, 12 months according to the manner of the woman, for so were the days of her purifications accomplished, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things, for the purifying of the women." Did you know before you went into the king, they 6 months of myrrh oil treatment? Now, myrrh is very bitter, and myrrh speaks often of death and difficulty. How many of you women have gone through at least 6 months of your life with some difficulties? Come on. Myrrh treatments aren't the really joyful ones, but the second treatment were 6 months of pure perfumes. And other things. Some of you have been through good things in your life. You've been through some myrrh times and other things, whatever that means. Whatever you need is what God will bring to purify you. But I want you to see Esther was receiving oil beauty treatments. And I want to talk about fresh oil this morning because he wants to lavish himself upon you in refreshment and encouragement. There's nothing like a fresh touch from God. In his presence, one touch can make you whole. So when we look at oil this morning, I want you to see oil as something precious in the history of God's people. Now, I'm just going to mention an address. We're not really going to go there, but in Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 to 25, there is a clear declaration of special oil that was designed to anoint the priests. The Bible says that there were 125 ounces of sweet cinnamon, 250 ounces of myrrh, 125 ounces of calamus, and 250 ounces of cassia. Myrrh was that which was crushed and that which was associated with death. But sweet cinnamon was harvested by being cut down in its own right. Calamus was a cane that was beaten in harvesting it. And cassia was something so rare you'd only find it 8,000 feet up. You had to go to high places to get it. But God in his word said, I want you to bring all of these different things. I want you to bring myrrh, sweet cinnamon, calamus, and cassia, and I want you to mix it all together with 10 pints of oil. Did you know oil contained all of these beautiful, fragrant blessings? And woman of God, I want to encourage you, every myrrh difficulty you've been through, they would harvest myrrh. It was called free-flowing myrrh. By cutting the tree, and it would bleed forth, and then it would harden into teardrop. Little emollients, and you would have to pick it off. Those of you that have been through myrrh experiences of crushing, sweet cinnamon, you've had things cut down in your life, calamus, you've seen things produced through a beating, cassia, you can only go to the, you've gone to places by yourself in God that only God understands. Well, oil in the kingdom brings all these things together. I believe God is wanting to contain in oil today all the experiences of your life. The 6 months of myrrh that Esther received. The 6 months of sweet odors Esther received. The Lord wants to give you a fresh beauty treatment and a fresh touch. Loved one, his oil is unlike anything else. It contains the very life of God. The refreshment of his presence. And did you know they would take that oil? Oh, it smells magnificent. You know, when you were in the tabernacle, did you know everything God uses for his own purpose is first anointed with oil? The prophet was anointed with oil. The priest was anointed with oil. The king was anointed with oil. The tabernacle itself and every piece of redemptive furniture anointed with oil. Whenever God wants to use you, he sets you apart and anoints you with fresh oil. You didn't know what you needed. You just need fresh oil. So let's take a moment and look at the facts that we see. The precious Holy Spirit is spoken of in many, many different terms. He is spoken of as a dove. He's spoken of as water. He's spoken of as dew. He's spoken of as wind. He's spoken of as a river. He's spoken of as fire. He's spoken of as rain. But most frequently, he is represented in his precious ministry under that beautiful imagery of oil, fresh oil. And the oil that was used to anoint the tabernacle and the priests was this special combination. The Bible says, a perfect mixture of myrrh, sweet cinnamon, calamus, and cassia. By the way, did you know God is orchestrating everything in your life together into that beautiful recipe of just the oil that you need? Your difficulties, your setbacks, your sin, your loss, the things that have happened, God is taking everything into account when he's making the recipe of your unique, refreshing oil emollient treatment. You're not just going in for a beauty treatment today that they're just giving every other lady. You're going to get a beauty treatment of an anointing with fresh oil that is a compound containing all of your life experiences unique to you in your situation. It isn't just the touch everybody's getting. You're getting a fresh batch of anointing oil. And did you know God takes every individual piece of our life and he allows oil to contain them in perfect balance? Do you know he's wanting balance for his daughters? Balance, maturity, wisdom. You know, we call it mama wisdom, mama wit. Mama wit is the distilled wit that you have after a lifetime of being mama. Girls, you mean 16, you don't have mama wit. 20, you don't have mama wit. 22, you don't have mama wit. You got to be a mama, and you gotta be seasoned in mama wit. But there's just nothing like mama speaking. By the way, you kids that think you don't need to listen to your mother, why don't you listen to some mama wisdom? It's a lifetime of distilled wisdom and insight. Mama can look at it all and say one line that'll give you what you need if you have an open heart to hear. Someone say amen. We got papa wisdom too, but we're talking about the ladies today. There's nothing like mama at the end of the day making a comment on something. All those years of wisdom distilled into one beautiful fragrant oil, and you just need one little whiff of that sometimes to settle a matter. Amen? We want to honor our moms. With all you think you know, young folk, live 20 more years. Live through some more myrrh crushings. Mama's been through a lot. Mama knows. I used to sing with a country Cajun man named Doug Kershaw, the Raging Cajun. And he had a song called Mama's Got the Know-How, Mama's Got the Know-How. With 13 boys, 14 girls, Mama's Got the Know-How. Mama's Got the Know-How. There's wisdom in this house. But I want to speak about fresh oil for just a few minutes, if I could just hold your attention, loved one. This is what the Lord wants to do. He wants to pour out his presence and his refreshment. You know, Psalm 23:5, do you remember the psalm, the shepherd's psalm of David? Thou hast, what? Anointed my head with what? Oil. David said, I'm a lamb. And did you know when the shepherds would deal with their little lambs, there were bot flies and other very irritating little buzzing creatures that would lay eggs in the ear of the sheep. And those eggs would crawl into the brain and you would see sheep just crashing their head against a stone wall, trying to kill themselves to get the pain to stop. But the shepherd had wisdom. And so in advance of fly season and gnat season, he would put together a mixture of oil and other emollients, and he would anoint the head of the sheep thoroughly so that those little varmints would not be able to have their way. Did you know God, loved one, you wouldn't be alive to this moment if he had not anointed your head with choice oil. Come on, ladies, you know what you've been through. It's a miracle some of you are alive. It's a miracle that you're here today because the Lord your God has anointed your head with precious oil before this moment that has warded off evil. You may have gone through evil, but you haven't seen anything to the evil that he spared you from because he anointed your head with oil like he would anoint the head of a lamb. So let's look at a few facts about oil. Well, first of all, oil being a liquid evaporates. When I was in Texas, I remember seeing I saw in a field and at a distance, there was this squeaking pump. And this thing was going in and out of the ground. And it was pumping oil. But the thing needed what it was pumping. Did you know sometimes you need what you're pumping? Right? That drill, I mean, even preachers, come on, we're pumping the right oil, but sometimes we need a little bit of a touch of what we're talking about. Some preachers, not this one, of course. Oil evaporates. Did you know that? That we need a fresh touch every day. Your worst enemy is the last thing God did for you or through you. The worst thing in your life is the last touch that you had. When I wake up every morning, I need new manna for this day. I need fresh touch of oil for this day. And I'm telling you in Jesus' name, oil evaporates. And secondly, it escapes if there are any cracks in the vessel. You know, we're leaky vessels. You drive off in that car and we see a big old pile of oil, you're leaking oil. That's important. I want you to know we need a fresh touch every day. We are leaky vessels, so we constantly need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I need to luxuriate in a beauty treatment. I need some fresh oil. But you know, fresh oil reduces friction, takes away heat, it lubricates everything. Did you know in life, even in our life in the Lord and dealing with one another in Christ and our church, strife can so easily kick in. Did you know bitterness can rise up in a moment? You can be offended in a moment. The Bible says it is easier to win a city over than a brother who's been offended. It's easier for one commander to take a city than to make things right with a brother or sister that's gotten offended. Did you know offense can rise up, strife can rise up, bitterness can rise up in a second? That's why we need the fresh emollient of oil. Oil has viscosity. It comes in and it can draw off heat and it lubricates everything. How do you think they get so many sardines in a can? Oil. Oil. Loved one, you don't need a new spouse. You don't necessarily need a new church. You don't necessarily need a new job. You don't necessarily need something new. You just need a fresh touch. See, listen to me, dear one. I know when you get dry, you don't even know what you want anymore. Well, I think I want him, and I think I want that, and I think I want... No. You don't need something new. Chances are you just need a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit. Fresh oil. Did you know when you look inside and you're longing and you're lusting and you're saying, what would make me happy? What do I need? I'm so unhappy. I don't know what I need. Probably just need to sit under the spigot a little bit. Just get a fresh touch of fresh oil. Amen. Because there's just nothing like his presence to reduce friction, to draw off the heat, to lubricate everything. And also, did you know fresh oil facilitates unity? That's why we're able to work together. Sheep tend to butt one another, and when you anoint them with oil, it's just a little easier to work them together. Did you know God is in the business of bringing fresh oil to us at the point where we're dry and we're empty? And you know, I want to talk to some women who... You're loving your children. You're giving the best of who you are to those that you're serving. But did you know sometimes you can empty everything about you out on other people, and you can be so desperate and so dry. You're like that oil derrick that needs what it's pumping. You know, sometimes you can be a source of life to others, just like a water fountain that's pouring out water, but you don't taste the water. Did you know people can drink from you and you not drink anything of what you're giving to others? That's when we all need a fresh touch on a daily basis of fresh oil. Well, there's nothing like the facilitating of unity that oil will bring, but you know also fresh oil facilitates a sweet fragrance. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3 says, your anointing oils are fragrant, your name is oil poured out, therefore all love you. I'm telling you, Song of Solomon, you want to read an interesting love poem? You know, it's not just some supernatural story of Christ and his church as two lovers. And I'm telling you what, these women before their bridal encounters, man, they're anointed with everything. They got myrrh, they got frankincense, they're decked. They deck their clothing. Now, see, we're so free in our culture nowadays of negative fragrances. You know, we're washing our hands all the time, and we've got all these special ways of, you know, cleaning our hands. Back then, there were a lot of dank smells going on everywhere, and you had to go to special lengths in order to cover them up. My dad always used to say, well, just put more cologne on. Well, no, you know, but 2,000 years ago, people weren't bathing every day like we do. They didn't have everything that we have. And so there was an absolute need of freshening up to make sure you smelled right. Come on, look at that in the spirit. Some of you are so working in the flesh, your human doings, you're running on a treadmill, and you stink. You smell of your own sweat most of the time because you're doing things in your own strength, and there's just a certain fragrance that's produced by that. Lord. In the 19th century, they used to put perfume on a hanky. You see them holding that hanky up in front of their noses. That's how they dealt with some of you in the church world. I see we need some hankies. Come on. Oh, my God, my God. Put some Vicks under your nose or some cologne under your nose when you're dealing with some folk. But you know, he wants us to be anointed with fresh oil. He wants a sweet fragrance. Oh, loved one, don't you want everything that flows from you to be some fragrance of sweetness? And you know, fragrance is amazing because a fragrance circumvents your mind and seizes your heart. I walked by a lady the other day that walked by wearing some kind of, I don't know what it was, but all I knew is it went past my mind and seized my heart, and I'm following her out. Thinking, I am following a woman out of a bookstore. What happened? My heart was seized. And she turned around and said, excuse me, I'm not weird or anything, but what is that? And she didn't know. You know how women, I don't know, what is that? I don't know, some little thing I got. What is it? You know, then I figured this is getting inappropriate. I did find out the name of it. There's something that seizes your heart and imagination when a beautiful fragrance. Well, fresh oil will bring a new beautiful fragrance, ladies. And God will anoint your countenance with something that transcends your age, transcends your beauty, transcends your looks, and anything about you. There's just something about fresh oil that makes somebody attractive. Have you noticed that? When someone's been soaking in God for years and years, there was a woman ages ago named Mother Shipton, and she had a prophetic anointing. They called her the ugliest woman in the empire. But that little woman, like a Mother Teresa, had a double dose of the Holy Ghost. She had a fresh oil upon her, and they said as soon as she opened her mouth, there was a hypnotic sense of absolute beauty. It's you didn't see her as you had formerly seen her. Some people would walk away from an encounter with Mother Shipton and say, it's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Did you know God wants to beautify you with his touch of fresh oil? He wants your life to be an open window, a fragrant open window where people just, after they're with you, they go, my heart was seized and ravished. What on earth was that? That's the fragrance the Lord wants to pour upon you. Fresh oil has a sweet fragrance. But you know, fresh oil also breaks yokes. Isaiah 10:27 says, in that day his burden will depart from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the anointing. The anointing. The oil of God, the anointing oil of God alone will get up under heavy yokes and burdens and lubricate your shoulders so that yokes slide off, handcuffs slip off, leg irons slip off. There's something beautiful about a fresh touch of fresh oil that will release burdens from your heart. You know, sometimes we have things, we can't conquer addictions, we can't conquer sins, we can't seem to conquer. It's so much, I always tell people, don't say no to sin, say yes to Jesus. Don't say no to sin so much as say yes to Jesus. You know, sometimes if you just in moments of weakness will call a faithful brother or sister in Christ and say, could we pray? Can you just speak over me? I just need a fresh oil. I need a fresh touch. You know, one phone conversation can release that yoke from you, that fresh oil just starts flowing. And instead of doing whatever you were going to do, you call someone who's safe and you say, you know, I just need a touch. Minister to me. Tell me I'm wonderful. Tell me what the Bible says about me. And God will have his servants begin to speak and lavish love upon you. Tell you're special, you're precious, you're the beloved of the Lord on whom his favor rests. And all of a sudden there's enough oil present to dislodge any yoke. That's why we need one another. I can't see the back of my neck. You can. See? I need you. You need me. I always tell people, are you looking through your glasses or at your glasses? You're looking through your glasses. We're looking at your glasses. So we see you in a way you cannot see yourself. You're looking through your life, not at your life. So we can see you in a way you cannot see yourself. So I need you and your perspective, and you need me and my perspective. And sometimes the Lord wants us to leave our isolation and reach out so that we can have a new fresh touch of his oil. You know? I know sometimes you want to be super spiritual and be all by yourself and all I need is God. That's ridiculous. God made you and created you to be interdependently woven with his body. It's not spiritual to say, I only have God. Well, that's not his created design. It's God and the interdependent relationships he's brought into your life. When you need fresh oil, reach out for it. Reach out to someone who's got it Amen. And maybe when you reach out to them, they haven't even had a fresh touch in a while. But after you're done praying, you know, Tim will call me at the right time and we'll just fellowship. I don't know how long we talked, half an hour the other day. I'm telling you, just iron sharpening iron. So a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. And Tim threw a word of encouragement to me and I threw one back at him. And we put our boxing gloves on and began to just confer. And I threw a blessing and he threw a blessing. By the time we're done on the phone, I was doing a dance in the front room. Fresh oil. We didn't even intend it, but somehow, loved one, God knows just who to have call you with a fresh dose of a beauty treatment that you need. And ladies, you need one another too. You need to be around safe people. Not anybody, but safe people in your life where you can reach out and say, I need a beauty treatment. I need a touch from heaven. Fresh oil breaks yokes. But you know, fresh oil also softens and heals wounds. Isaiah 1:6 portrayed the children of Israel as from head to toe covered with wounds. But they can be bound up and softened with oil. Did you know oil is representative of healing? First of all, softening the rough scabs of life and bringing thereby a healing. Did you know God wants us to be anointed with fresh oil on a daily basis so he can bring the deepest healing to the deepest parts of our lives? Did you know sometimes, I don't care how old you are, you can look back over your past and you can still see a trail of altars that have been built over your life experiences and you still need some healing over some of those issues. Now, come on, it's time to get healed. We don't want to just blame mama and daddy. And mamas, today we're blessing you. We want to bless our parents. You know what? We don't always just bring up the negativity of our past. Yeah, there's a curse in every lineage. Yeah, we weren't raised maybe the way we should have been. But today we have to selectively bless the good things God used our parents in. They only had the tools that they had. They only knew what they knew. They didn't know any more. You have an entire generation of new understanding of issues of the heart and healing and cleansing and balance. Our parents didn't have that stuff. They were just had a hammer and every problem was a nail to them. Show some mercy to your mama. Show some mercy to your father. They didn't have what they didn't have. They didn't know what they didn't know. So we just have to sometimes say, I'm not going to travel that way anymore. I'm going to only celebrate the victories of my lineage. And just, if you can only find one thing they ever did right, praise them and put a spotlight on that. And let's just let the blood of Jesus cover all the rest. Someone say amen. This is too good. His fresh oil softens and heals wounds. But you know, fresh oil also illumines the things of God. Did you know the tabernacle, God's very meeting place, was lit by light from oil? And oil, loved one, is a beaten product. It was beaten. You only get oil by crushing the olive. And then after you crush it into an unrecognizable mass, then you put it in a little special container to press it. So the oil that was used to anoint the tabernacle and the priests, that special holy oil we talked about, the fresh oil you need is an oil that comes through a process of beating. There is no romantic way to get oil out of an olive. An olive cannot remain intact and yet release its oil. And by the way, you can't, you know, in the Civil War, you used to be able to pay someone to take your place in the war. But you in the body of Christ cannot pay someone else to get your crushing, oh little olive. Your anointing for your life comes from your life crushing. You can't farm that out. You can't pay somebody. Would you be intercessorily crushed for me, please? Here's $500, okay? Cheer up. God still loves you. You can't go to a conference and buy the oil of your own anointing. It only comes through the crushing of your individual life experience, the pressing that you endure in Gethsemane. Now, that's not a good word, I know.
But if I go to this 30-week seminar and I buy their 100-tape series, yeah, you're not going to get any oil from somebody.
No one can be crushed for you. And all their crushing can produce a certain kind of oil, but your anointing comes from your own crushing. Do you remember when the good Samaritan, the parable Jesus told of the man that had been beaten and left for dead? It says the Samaritan took oil and wine and poured these as emollients into the wounds of the man whose body was broken. Did you know oil and wine are precious and they have healing in them, but they're all products of crushing. You crush the grape to get the wine. You crush the olive to get the oil. There's no wonderful way. There's no other way to get oil out. But you say, but I'm a little grape. I'm so beautiful. I want to stay intact. Sorry. Mamas, you know what crushing's like. You know what it means to choose the care of your child over your own needs. Single moms, you know what it's like working two jobs, just trying to barely make ends meet so that your kids have their needs met. There is a crushing. There are seasons of crushing in maternal life, in paternal life, even us fathers who mother as well. By the way, did you know God can mother through a father and mother through a mother? He's not limited as to what he can do. Moms, some of you have had to be daddy and mama. Some of you have had to be mama and daddy. You've had to mix up the roles, but the Lord is always faithful to bring maternal love, but it always comes as a result of crushing. So we don't want to just point that out too much, but you got to crush the cloud to get the rain, and you got to crush the grain to get the bread, and there's just no way out of that. So the emollient, the beauty treatment, the fresh oil God's going to give you is going to add to and enhance the crushing of your life to bring a beauty out of you, like Mother Shipton. Boy, there's something. Isn't it? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mother Teresa was amazing. By the way, did you know that one of the supposed femme fatales of the ancient world, Cleopatra, I have one of her coins. She was not a raving beauty. But they said to hear her speak was to hear music and elegance and beauty poured out. They said as soon as she started talking, she entranced, she seized the heart of Julius Caesar, she seized the heart of Mark Antony. This woman spoke seven languages at 19. She had her clothing in emollients, but I'll tell you what, there was just something about her that was entrancing. And it wasn't perfect beauty, but loved one, God knows just how to add through a fresh touch of fresh oil, a beauty to your countenance that will just defy logic. People will just trust you, and there's no reason why they should. It's fresh oil. That's the fragrance of Christ. Oil illumines the things of God. You know, you cannot understand God's word without the illumination of His Holy Spirit. You know what's beautiful? Even hearing preaching of the word of God, there's some people that are anointed and some people that aren't. There's some people that, I'll tell you, one young man I met, he went to Dallas Theological Seminary, took the preaching courses, kept telling his professor, I'm called to preach, and there was no evidence. The boy could talk his way out of a paper bag, and he kept insisting he was called to preach, and one day the professor sat him down and said, son, we're not called to listen. He wasn't anointed to do what he was trying to do. Have you ever gotten into an area that you claim you're anointed? I heard one woman sing a song. It was so horrifying, and she said, the Lord gave it to me. I said, give it back. Give it back to him. Come on, we have to tell the truth. You're not good at everything. You don't fit everywhere. There are some anointings other women have that you don't have and you're never going to have. So quit trying to think that everybody's supposed to be everything. The body of Christ is diverse. The nose isn't the eye. The ear isn't the foot isn't the hand. But we all work together for the greater good of the progress of God's kingdom. We need some fresh oil. But His Spirit will illumine you, loved one. And you know what's beautiful? I love 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul and turned him into another man. Did you know fresh oil can turn you into someone else? Ladies, God can do such a work of a touch of fresh oil that He will turn you into something you never dreamt was possible. Come on, quit trying to be someone else. Just be you. You don't need maybe even the liposuction. You may not even need the breast augmentation. You may not even need a lot of the things you think. You don't need to be on the show botched and be fixed. Come on. Sometimes, now, hey, I'm not against it. If you have money and there's something you want to do to enhance what God's given you, I always say amen. That's wonderful. But if it's an addictive thing where if you are misguided and misled into thinking that a minor procedure is going to change you inside and out, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I know women that have had everything done, and they're the same hole in their soul they went under with and they had all that done with is still there, and it doesn't matter. I have a friend that was on 27 Vogue covers, a movie star, movie actress, doesn't like her looks, doesn't like anything about her body, nothing. And I said, honey, 27 Vogue covers doesn't in some way reach you to that you may might be pretty? She said, nope, I don't feel pretty. I don't like me. What are you going to do? See, that needs an inside job. That's inner healing required. Loved one, the Lord is the only one who can give you a fresh touch of oil to ornament the beauty He's placed in you and upon you. So be encouraged because He wants to visit you and turn you into another person. Listen to this. Fresh oil protects us from the enemy. Isaiah 21:5 says, they prepare the table, they spread the rugs, they eat and drink and arise, and they oil the shield. Did you know that shields were made of wood and leather placed upon them? And if they got dry and crackly, they would burn. If a fiery dart hit them, they'd go up in flames. But you had to anoint your shield with oil, fresh oil, every single day in order to ward off the fiery darts of the wicked. Fresh oil will actually anoint your shield to where the enemy is not able to get to you and burn you up. We sometimes just need a fresh touch. We don't need a new location. We don't need a new home. We don't need a lot of the things we think we need. God says, no, I just need to touch you, baby. I just need to touch you. I need to encourage you. And fresh oil liberates us from fear and inhibition. Did you know that? Ephesians 5:18 says, do not get drunk with wine, for there is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Did you know when you're under the influence of alcohol, you'll say things you wouldn't normally say, and you'll do things you wouldn't normally do? And God says, I've called you to be under the influence of my fresh oil, because then you, by my hand, will find yourself saying things you never thought you would say and doing things that you never thought you would do for righteousness' sake. Come on, you need a fresh touch. I need a fresh touch. His oil will, if we are under the influence of his precious touch and his oil, we will act in ways that are shocking. Look at Acts chapter 2. Peter preached his first gospel sermon. This is a man who denied Christ and cursed him, that he ever knew him. And that yet under the anointing of fresh oil, he won 3,000 people to Christ, the first gospel sermon. There's something about it when God visits you with a fresh touch and turns you into another person. Amen. We get liberated from fears and previous inhibitions. And that's my prayer for you today, that any fear, any inhibition would be removed. But you know, the next point is very interesting. Fresh oil never comes twice the same way. You know, God always touches us in unique ways. You know, lightning never strikes in the same place twice. Well, that's not true. I knew one man. I actually knew a man who was going to find the Ark of Noah on Mount Ararat. He went up to Mount Ararat with his team, and they're climbing up a certain zone in Ararat. He's struck by lightning, right? That stopped that trip, shut it down real quick, all right? He goes back the next season, and he's going up the same mountain, and he's struck by lightning twice. I said, you know, I wouldn't go back to that specific mountain again. I mean, it wouldn't take two to scare me off. But that's the one case about that all analogies break down. But lightning never usually strikes the same preacher the same way in the same place. Amen. Let's move on now. But I want you to see that there's something about fresh oil. The Lord will never anoint you quite the same way. He won't use the same circumstance, won't use the same church service, won't use the same ministry. He will use different serendipitous ways of you getting a fresh touch. God may use someone you don't even like to call you up and prophesy over you and bring a fresh touch of fresh oil. Don't ever limit God as to who he can use to bring a refreshing touch of fresh oil. It might be someone from a denomination you don't even believe in. It may be somebody that you consider a dirty bird. You know, God fed Elijah with a dirty bird, a raven. There was an unclean bird. God will use a dirty bird sometimes to bless you. When Jonah is on a ship going to Tarshish, the unsaved people said to him, "What are you doing here? You belong to God. What is a preacher doing going to Tarshish disobeying God?" When David went to Achish, the king of the Philistines, and was where he shouldn't have been in Ziklag, those pagan people said, "What are you doing here?" Sometimes he'll use an unbeliever to speak a word to you that you need to hear. Don't limit him. Come on. Fresh oil never comes twice the same way. But let me just conclude with this. Fresh oil can't be counterfeited. Loved one, the touch I'm talking about, this beauty emollient, this beautiful touch that can refresh your soul, is not something that human flesh can counterfeit. You know, even preachers can shout sometimes and yell sometimes and wave their arms, but there's no word of God coming out and there's no real anointing in the place. There's just a lot of noise. We need a real touch, not some counterfeit work of the flesh. I remember somebody that used to pray over folk, and he would always push them on the forehead to try to make them fall down under the power of God. Well, when you try in the flesh, I'm a bull, man. I am fixed. I shall not be moved. You go ahead and push my forehead all you want. I'll bust your arm. I will. God knows how to knock me down on the ground if he wants to knock me down, but don't act like that I'm supposed to do that. Whenever they start pushing in the flesh, I just oppose it. I'm not opposing the Holy Ghost. I'm opposing their flesh. Loved one, we need fresh oil. We don't need counterfeits of fresh oil. All right, come on, you know what I'm talking about. The Lord has a specialty touch, an intimate touch for you. And you know, the only qualifier for this is just being empty. Just being in need this morning. Just saying, Craig, I'm tired. I'm talking to some people that have been exhausted in the work of the Lord. You know, you can get tired. There's an old saying, you're supposed to be tired in the work, but not of the work. But I know some folks that are tired in the work and tired of the work. They've worn themselves out in the way of righteousness. They're trying to feed the poor, the hungry. They're trying to take care of others. They're trying to minister. And somehow they have become absolutely exhausted. And it's not that they're out living a wicked life. Isn't it something you just want to serve the Lord and live for him? You're just saying, Lord, just speak to me. Guide me. Let me know. I want to live for you, Lord. And you can get exhausted sometimes, even in the service of the Lord. But you know, that's why David said in Psalm 92:10, thou hast anointed me with fresh oil. We need a fresh touch this morning. So I'm just praying that every lavish beauty treatment would come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Those of you who have been faithful in your mothering of God's people, your serving of God's people, your giving to God's people, and you're like that pump on the ground that's pumping oil, but it needs what it's pumping. I just pray right now that the heavens would open above your head. Precious women of God, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for putting others before your own needs. Thank you for those acts of kindness that set you apart as a mother in Israel. We bless you. I think the Lord wants you to know that he sees you, that he sees every sacrifice. You have one stick of gum, you give it to the baby and go without. He sees that. When the woman which just had hardly anything, all the rich were giving at the temple of their abundance, and she took her all she had and threw her little widow's mites. And Jesus called his disciples over and said, I saw that. He didn't go up and say anything to her, but he said to the disciples, I want you to know that I see every self-sacrificial act. And I have fresh oil to pour upon you, precious one. Your heart's been dry. Lord, fill your precious lamb with oil. You're tired in the work, even tired of the work. I pray a fresh touch of fresh oil, a beauty treatment in Jesus' name. Lord, lavish yourself upon your daughters. Give them special treats and surprises around the corner where they can just have little moments of relaxation and little spa moments where they can just luxuriate in favor and blessing. And we just pray, Lord, that you would cause us to be able to provide means for your daughters to have moments away so that they again can look to your face and receive a sweet touch and a sweet word. Lord, whisper sweet nothings into the ears of your daughters who give and serve. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, your oil contains every hope and every dream, every hard thing. Thank you for a special recipe of oil unique to my sister and her walk. Give a unique touch and a unique anointing to each of your lambs in Jesus' holy name. Lord, I pray that you whisper sweet nothings over your daughters, Lord, that you would let them know that they are your beloved, that they should just come apart and just simply be beheld. Lord, you just want to behold their form. You just want to say you're altogether lovely to me. You just want to take them aside and lavish your affection and your attention and your praise upon each of your girls. Lord, we bless them in thy name. We honor them in thy name. come and fill your lambs, Lord Jesus. And we pray for a special touch of fresh oil, Lord, that will turn everyone under the sound of my voice into another person, a complete transformation. A transformation of their future. Prepare their future for them and prepare them for their future, even with a touch right now. We honor who you honor. We bless who you bless. We encourage who you encourage, Lord. Now give them strength to be able to rise up as daughters of the Most High God. Give them the confidence of Esther in her gorgeous garments and her position of power with the king. Lord, each one of these daughters has a primary position before their king. They're on the king's business. They speak for the king. They have access to the king on behalf of others. Give them an Esther spirit of strength, a Ruth spirit of kindness. And Father, I thank you. In Luke chapter 7, the Bible says that as you were in Simon the Pharisee's house, that a woman broke in. When we went to a house in the time of the culture of Jesus, first they would kiss you in greeting. Second, they would wash your feet. And third, they would anoint you with oil. Well, Jesus walked into Simon the Pharisee's house, and they did not kiss him in greeting, and they did not wash his feet, and they did not anoint him with oil. But God sent a precious, grateful, forgiven woman, a daughter of Eve, and it says she broke into that men's meeting, and she began to weep, and she began to kiss his feet, wash his feet with her tears, and she anointed him with a year's worth of salary of ointment that was precious. And Jesus said, you did not greet me with a kiss, but she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not wash my feet, but she with her tears have washed my feet. You didn't anoint me with oil, but she has not stopped anointing me with oil. And everywhere this gospel is told, she will be mentioned as a remembrance. Father, I speak over your daughters that have wept over your feet and washed them and kissed them and anointed you with oil, that you will reward them accordingly. What has been done in secret will be rewarded in public. And all God's people said, amen. Can you give him praise just for a minute? Can you give him praise? Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
We hope today's message has been a blessing to you. And if it has, please visit our website at drcraigjohnson.net. There you can find additional messages of encouragement. And if our ministry has been a blessing to you, please consider including us in your ministry giving, as we depend solely on the financial assistance of faithful listeners like yourself. And also, please feel free to send any personal prayer requests. You can find us online at drcraigjohnson.net. God bless you.